Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Our two nations are trying to do something that has never been done in history, which is to write a new answer to the question of what happens when an established power and a rising power meet, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton said recently in a joint press conference with Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi in Beijing, China. We see this moment as a historic opportunity for our two countries, and indeed for others as well. To make the most of it, the United States and China must strive to achieve practical outcomes that benefit each of us as well as the broader region and world. The United States welcomes the rise of a strong, prosperous, and peaceful China. We want China to continue to succeed in delivering economic opportunity to the Chinese people. That will, in turn, have a positive impact on the global economy, Secretary Clinton said. We want China to play a greater role in world affairs. That strengthens global stability, helps solve urgent challenges. And we are convinced that our two countries gain far more when we cooperate with one another than when we descend into an unhealthy competition. So we are committed to managing our differences effectively and expanding our cooperation wherever and whenever possible. The United States and China have institutionalized a number of mechanisms for ongoing dialogue. Our strategic and economic dialogue, our consultation on people-to-people exchange, our strategic security dialogue, our Asia-Pacific consultation, our new Middle East dialogue, and all the rest of our engagement really exemplifies how hard we are working at every level of our government to build habits of cooperation and to open channels of communication, Secretary Clinton said. We literally consult with each other almost on a daily basis about every consequential issue facing our nations and the world today. No two countries agree on all issues. But the United States and China are managing their differences and remain in communication as transparently and clearly as possible. We have taken to heart the vision set by our two presidents, President Barack Obama and President Hu Jintao, to build a relationship that is positive, cooperative, and comprehensive, and that delivers benefits to both our nations, Secretary Clinton said in conclusion. And that, in turn, helps to drive peace, stability, progress, and prosperity throughout the region and the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.